and welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, Dan is off climbing and caving, and we've got something for you to do at home as well. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a fun kids presenter doing something awesome. And this week, Dan is off to Harrow Wall. It's London's largest indoor bouldering centre, it's in northwest London, and it's in Harrow, to be more precise, and Dan is finding out a little bit more.
Hi, my name's Callum. I'm an instructor and jitty manager here at Harrow Wall Climbing Centre. Harrow Wall is a huge, big climbing centre, but we don't just have climbing. We have indoor caving, we have a big slide, we do lots of birthday parties. There's loads of stuff here for kids and families to get involved in.
How do you take someone from a very young age right through to a much older age and progress them through climbing and make them better at this sport?
Sure, yeah. So climbing really is a lifelong hobby, and you can start really young. We have a little soft play area for sort of 0 to 3 year olds, and as you get a bit older, we have a hard play area with a big dragon and castle. And when you get to about 6, we can start you off in some of our instructed sessions, some birthday parties, some rope climbing. And then as you get a little bit older, we have bouldering, which is the majority of our climbing here, which is sort of climbing with no ropes, big crash mats, and it's for all ages.
Let's talk more about bouldering, because I'm going to have a go at that in a second. And I know a lot of it's problem solving, and a lot of it's to do with colours. Now, I'm slightly colourblind, but we'll move past that. How do you become a good boulderer?
How do you become a good boulder? Well, people think it's all about strength and being super, super strong, but it's not just about that. Anybody can do it, anyone of all sizes, all ages, and it's a bit of problem solving, it's a bit of balance, it's a bit of strength, it's lots of figuring stuff out, lots of jumping around. It's really a bit of everything. I think that's why I love the sport so much, because you're using all parts of your body and you're using your mind as well.
To complete a problem, you have to get 2 hands on the finish. From here, it is best to climb back down using any colours to reach the ground, or at least climb down to a safe height and jump off in a controlled manner.
So we do have a big range. I think we set up to, so it's a numerical system, so like 0 is the easiest, or intro 0. I think it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And
Ali, you're an instructor here at Harrow Wall Climbing Centre. What is it you love? Because this is a passion of yours. You found it a few years ago and now you teach. Why love it?
Well, when I started climbing, I really, really enjoyed, I just enjoyed the climbing. I found it so fun. And at the same time, I found that everyone else who was in the climbing gym was so friendly, and it fostered this really nice community. So I came back both to kind of stay fit and enjoy the climbing, and also see friends that I'd met, and just really enjoy being in that space with all these other really cool, fun climbing people.
You said to me earlier that it's almost a sport for people who don't like other sports. Why is this so different from maybe playing football or rugby or anything else?
I think it's a very supportive kind of environment. Like, everyone's cheering each other on no matter what stage you're at with their climbing. So that obviously builds a lot of confidence for people. And it's also like just really fun. It can be almost a bit of a game, or there is that problem solving element, the puzzle, the kind of way it's like a puzzle. So it's not just like a physical hard do the sport. There's so many different aspects to it which just make it really fun and engaging.
How much do you notice yourself getting better? Because I had a go earlier on and I was okay, but I've only been doing it 10 minutes, whereas you've been doing it for a few years now. How much do you notice, oh, I can do this now, I'm getting better, I'm getting stronger and smarter?
So when I first started climbing, that happened very quickly, and that is very common. When you start climbing, you go from thinking this is impossible to suddenly realizing that you can do these really cool things, and there's a lot of improvement at the start. And then as you get more into it, you'll start to have to put a bit more effort into wanting to see those improvements, and it's quite common to face sort of what people would call a plateau. So, oh no, I'm not improving anymore. And then maybe you have to identify where I'm struggling, whether that's strength or balance or coordination or whatever, and then you'll start to see those improvements once you focus on them. So I've had that experience all the way through.
So you started this a couple of years ago. What would have happened, do you think, if you had started this when you were like 7 or 8? How good do you think you could be now? What would it have done to your childhood?
Well, I'd definitely be a lot better. And children actually take to it so well. Like, they firstly love jumping around on the walls. But also, when you start at a younger age, it really conditions your body to be kind of excellent at climbing, and so the highest athletes in the world are those who have started at a very young age and stuck with it lifelong, and then your body just adapts to climbing amazingly.
Now, we are here in an industrial estate in Harrow with all these incredible boulders and problems around us, but I know climbing can take people all around the world, right? It's an international thing with stunning mountains and walls that people climb up. Why do you think people love it so much?
Well, I think part of what I said, I mean, you can use, if you don't need to be really strong, you don't need to be really good at problem solving. You can be good at anything, and it uses a mixture of everything. You can go all around the world. You can climb outside, you can climb inside, you can climb walls, you can climb mountains. And we've just been in the Olympics now for a few years. We're going to be in the Olympics again. So yeah, it's really exciting. Anyone can get involved. You can do it outside, inside. Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty good with heights. I don't mind bouldering. I think I'm terrified of the indoor caving. So just tell us a little bit about what that is.
So we have this huge indoor caving system. It used to be the biggest one in Europe. It might still be the biggest one in Europe. And it's this really, really dark tunnels, and we'll put little helmets and head torches and knee pads, and everybody crawls around, and you're in this dark, dark tunnel with a little head torch, crawling around and squeezing through tight spaces, climbing up things, sliding down things. Yeah, it's a bit scary, but it's really, really fun.
Oh. Hey.
Climbing's paying off a bit.
Oh, yeah. So we're indoor caving. Properly caves. Made in Harrow Wall. With some kind of plastic balls underneath you. There's a lot going on. How do you feel? You kind of feel like you're way deep underground here. And you've got to use your arms and legs and really twist around. And if you do the full thing, this can last for 20 minutes. With stalagmites and stalactites all around us. So there are a lot of different climbing centres around the country. We were saying earlier, just in London, it's gone from 5 to about 35 in only a few years. What makes Harrow Wall so special?
We're really, really big for a start, which is really, really cool. We have lots of really strong climbers come here. Sometimes the GB team come here. We have, as you said, we have caving, we have clip and climb and big slides and all sorts of stuff. But mostly we're just really big and have loads of resources. And we have the best, friendliest staff in the whole country.
Brilliant stuff. Didn't Dan do so well with that? And you can find out more by searching for Harrow Wall online right now. That is HARROWALL. Now for something that you can do at home.
Today, we're scaling new heights with a craft that will make you feel like you're conquering the cliffs. A mini climbing wall inspired by the adrenaline pumping experiences at Harrow Wall. Harrow Wall is an indoor climbing centre that offers challenges for climbers of all levels. Today, we're bringing the excitement of climbing into your home with a craft that will have you reaching for the top. For this craft, you'll need cardboard or foam board, markers or paints, scissors, tape or glue, and small toys or figurines. If you're ready to embark on this vertical adventure, gather these materials and let's get started. In the first step, step one, begin by cutting out a large rectangle from the cardboard or foam board to serve as the base of your mini climbing wall. Step two, use markers or paints to create colourful handholds and footholds on the surface of the board. Get creative with different shapes and sizes to mimic the roots you'd find at Harrow Wall. On to step three, once the paint is dry, tape or glue small toys or figurines onto the climbing wall to act as climbers. You can position them in various points along the wall to simulate different climbing routes. Let's climb over to step four now, get adventurous. Use additional materials like pipe cleaners or yarn to create ropes and harnesses for your climbers, adding to the realism of the scene. And the final step, step five, display your mini climbing wall in a prominent place where you can admire your handiwork.
Thanks, Georgia. And just like that, we are done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.